Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there. We'll help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, you can read, you can listen, you can watch. You can do lots of stuff there that will help you. Everything but breakfast you can get there right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got my good friend and your new friend, Einar Forsman, is with us. And Einar is the CEO and the president of the Rockford, Illinois Chamber of Commerce. And folks, you know how I feel about chambers. You hear me talking about chambers all the time. I see you rolling your eyes out there. I know, you know, here he goes on his chamber rant again. But I'm going to do it because, you know what I say all the time, if you're not a member of your Chamber of Commerce, I want to know why. And if you're asking yourselves, you know, what has the Chamber ever done for me? Well, guess what? You are the Chamber. So if you ask that question, you need to ask that question in the mirror. Right, Einar?
Absolutely. Chambers of Commerce are just incredible tools for all sizes of businesses to connect into the community and help support the community.
Yeah, and thanks again, Einar, for joining us today. The thing that I tell people is that the Chamber of Commerce is the only organization in a community that can cut across all the silos, all the firewalls, all the shields, all the barriers that are put up between political and manufacturing and education. Yep. And nonprofit and whatever, Main Street, etc. The only organization that literally has members from all of those groups and can cut across all those barriers is the Chamber of Commerce.
Exactly, and actually the community from those factions you just identified typically want our opinion and want our support, and what it ends up being is the opinion of the community, because that's our membership base.
Because there's somebody from every one of those groups represented at the chamber, and they can't say that about their own organization, can they? Others can't. Okay, so first I want to talk about the big event next week. You got big doings next week. Every year, every chamber has an annual meeting every year, right?
Correct.
And yours is coming up next week.
Yeah, ours is usually a kickoff event for the year for the entire community, and we host it in January, and we are looking forward to your coming and speaking.
Yeah, I'm going to be up there next Thursday.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun. We have quite a large group comes out each year for this event, and it's a chance to connect with fellow businesses, talk about our community, and talk about our positive assets and our future.
Right. Well, I'm really looking forward to spending time with you and your folks next Thursday night, and thank you for inviting me to come up there and spend some time with you guys. Talk to us about, and by the way, if anybody wants to know about that event, can they find that at rockfordchamber.com? Can they find out more about how that works?
Yep, anybody? It's right there on our website, okay. rockfordchamber.com, our events page, and it is right. January 24th.
So. What is the chamber doing specifically to grow the economy and to grow opportunity in Rockford, Illinois?
Well, we are engaged collectively with our top priority, which is advancing our public education system. And in the past, the chamber's been critical at different times of the education system, but not fully engaged and nor invited to the table with the educators. And in the past two, 3 years, we've engaged with many leaders to follow a model from another community and really have alignment between business needs, community needs, and education needs to have the best possible curriculum and school offerings we can have for our students. And so we're heading in a very positive direction, probably haven't had as great a momentum as we've had in the past 2 years as any other time that I can recall, in taking ownership of the issue and wanting to have career-relevant curriculum while producing quality character of the young children and having something that grows jobs for our community.
One of the things that's happening all over the country, it has been now for a while, is the chamber working with the local education system to produce the kind of qualified graduates that the local employers need.
Right, right.
To help people graduate from high school, from a junior college, from a technical college, from a liberal arts college, and come out and get a job without having to move away.
Exactly, and we have great needs in our community for skilled manufacturing, for engineering, for aerospace and other manufacturing
right.
positions, as well as for healthcare needs as well. These are our big industries that we need to support, and there's great careers, great opportunities there for folks, and they just need to get oriented around the right curriculum.
One of the weirdest things, Einar, in America right now is we got 24 million people who are unemployed or underemployed, and one of the biggest challenges of many of your small business members is they have job openings, they can't find qualified people.
Right, right. It's a challenge either from an educational standpoint or a job readiness standpoint. And in our community, you'll hear quite often that the challenges have been with being able to work, show up on time, work in teams,
right.
be problem solvers, and those are the skills that are missing in public education.
Well, it's missing in public education, but it's also missing in society. I mean, we've got some work to do, but what is it doesn't speak well of America when you've got maybe a million openings out there that are going wanting because we can't find qualified people. Einar, thank you again for joining me today. I'm looking forward to spending time with you guys next week. Thanks for the great job you're doing there at the Chamber in Rockford, Illinois.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate that.
And we'll see you next week. Einar Forsman, ladies and gentlemen, rockfordchamber.com. Check that website out and see what those guys are doing up there. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.